Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Who doesn't love shopping at Target? Did you know the all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target? And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. But wait, there's more. Now you've got a new way to save with Target Circle 360. With unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's. Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. For a 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, Scott Patterson, I am all in podcast, 111 Productions, iHeartRadio, iHeart Podcast, iHeartMedia. One-on-one interview, episode 5, season 7, The Great Stink, and we are joined by Detukumbo McCormick. How did I do on
that's
the first
it? Not that. Bravo, bravo.
Welcome, welcome. Thanks for joining us. You portrayed Philip for 3 episodes of Gilmore. You're one of Logan's colleagues from London. You were born in Sierra Leone. You are an actor producer known for Blood Diamond, Battle Los Angeles, Captain America, The Winter Soldier, The OA, NCIS, and 24 and Lost. You also lend your voice to animated series such as Castlevania, and video games like Call of Duty. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. Very, 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 very
entertained by those scenes. Or that scene in the restaurant. We just got off the recap discussing it, and it was quite controversial amongst us. certain intelligent people were quite entertained by it, and others weren't. But they had a bone to pick. But so first off, tell us how you got the role on Gilmore Girls.
Well, I mean, that's an interesting story. So Mara Casey actually called my agent up after seeing me in Lost. And she was like, who is this guy? We got to cast him in something. And thanks. So I came in for the audition. And yeah, it was Mara Casey. And she was like, yeah, you know, you're a tremendous actor. Let's see if we can find a place for you. And that's what happened. I auditioned. The role fit like a glove. I'm very much like them, as opposed to the other characters I tend to play. I tend to play like, you know, in Blood Diamond, I was someone who taught children how to be child soldiers, and, you know, I play a lot of gangsters and that kind of thing. And I don't have a gangster's bone in my body. So
I was going to say, you know, I thought,
I think it's interesting that they were like, oh, this guy is amazing on Lost. Let's put him in Gilmore Girls.
Yeah. I mean, great thinking by, you know, Marques and Jamie Rudofsky. And yeah, I mean, it was just a wonderful role to play. And yeah, and I love doing it.
So you play one of Logan's colleagues from London, and your first scene is at dinner with Rory and Logan. It's very fast paced. What do you remember about shooting that day?
My goodness. So I talk pretty quickly, right? Mm-hmm. But when I was on set, they're like, nope, fast isn't fast enough, is literally what they said. And I was like, wait, what? I mean, I'm not speaking quickly enough. They're like, nope. And I remember just going lightning speed and being like, am I even saying my words? Is this coming out correctly? I have no idea. I don't have time to think. Blah, 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 blah. You know? Mm-hmm. And so I remember going pretty, what I thought was a very fast pace, and being told, I think by take two, that we needed to do it quicker. And I was like, all right, let me strap myself in and go for it. So
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Common refrain from that set. That's all I heard. That's the only direction I ever heard was faster, funnier, right. Scott.
Faster, funny. Yeah.
Faster, funny. So you, Vanessa Branch, who played Bobby, and Chris Payne played the three colleagues. Did you guys spend a lot of time together because of the role, or do you still stay in touch with those guys?
I stayed in touch with Chris for a little bit afterwards, but I think I saw Vanessa once in an event. But unfortunately, no, we haven't stayed in touch much.
So what will you, yeah. You have a favorite memory of being on set?
You know, actually, one of my favorite memories is, I think, from episode 15. And it's not a memory just because it was entertaining. It was a great memory because of how gracious Matt Zuckerberg was. And you know, it was me telling him that whole, you know, the sad story about our company going bust. And, you know, and basically he didn't have to give me his lines. You know, he was off camera. And he was like, no, Ade, I've got a beer for you. I've got a beer and do my lines for you. And I was like, you don't have to. And it was so late at that point. It was like 2 in the morning. And I just remember him just staying, and we did the lines together, and you know, the scene was beautiful. So thanks, Matt, yeah. if you're listening, I appreciate
it. Total stand-up guy, all the way around. Stand-up guy, for sure. Ladies, chime in. Any questions?
I was going to ask, when was the last time you've seen like an episode you're in?
It's been a minute. Yeah. It's been a minute. But no, but it was such a fun show to do, you know, and I remember thinking, because listen, as I said, like Lost and Blood Diamond, and it's a lot of doom and gloom. And I remember being like, I had an audition and this guy was like, wait, all these other things make sense on your resume, but Gilmore Girls? You know, yeah. I was like, yeah. But what is interesting is, because I think that was the one and only time I was on WB, right?
Warner Brothers, yeah.
Then Warner Brothers, exactly. And mind you, I've been told many times that I didn't have a WB look or a CW look. And I was like, oh, well, that sucks, you know. So, but just the fact that, you know, casting saw something else and not the traditional, look or people that tend to be cast on those shows, that was something I really appreciated. And, you know, I think that was just an amazing and an awesome thing by Jamie and Mara Casey, who I cannot say, you know, good things enough about them. But yeah, it was great to actually be on that show. And as I said, I just had a lot of fun memories.
Tell us about being scouted at the age of 12 years old in Kenya for your first film.
Gosh, that was a long time ago. Well, interestingly enough, I'm having a full circle moment. So I, as you guys know, I did my first movie when I was 12 years old. It was called The Great Elephant Escape. And it starred Joseph Gordon-Levitt and the late Julian Sands and the late Leo Burmester. And I did a lot of plays when I was a kid. I just loved being on stage. And I remember I did my first play when I was 5. I was a bee in a play called Bees. I remember falling off the stage. And I have this memory of my dad, you know, coming towards me to like basically pick me up and put me back on. And I was like, no, I got this. And I got back on the stage and I finished the play. And I just kept on doing other plays. And then at 12, this casting director was like, we're doing a Disney film in Kenya. Are you interested? Do you want to audition for it? And I was like, of course, you know, of course I want to do this. Is a once in a lifetime opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I did. And thankfully I booked the role. And then that just basically started my career. And then I went to SUNY Purchase Conservatory of Theater Arts and Film. And then graduated and started working in Los Angeles.
What was that experience like? Do you still keep in contact with some of those people from SUNY Purchase?
I do. There's a few of us, like, you know, Malcolm Goodwin and Victor Cruz and a few other people. Yeah, I mean, we're the Purchase Mafia. We're a tight-knit group. Yeah.
How'd your family take it when you wanted to move to pursue acting? Where did you go? You left.
Sierra Leone.
So
you
actually,
came to LA. Where did you go first?
So first I left Kenya and I went to New York. I went to the Sydney Purchase, as you know. My dad, you know, I'm the son of a diplomat. So my father was at first like, this is not something we really do. You know, but mind you, my sisters all have PhDs and, you know, doctors, lawyers, that kind of thing. And, but my dad was like, if this is something that you really want to do, I'm going to support you 110%. And that meant a lot because that was the time, you know, a lot of people from my country, you're, you know, doctor, lawyer, engineer, pharmacist, whatever, but the arts isn't something that we pursue or something that parents even don't really support. But my dad was very supportive. I think it helps because my late mother was an actress as well. So it didn't come totally out of left field. You know, so and I think, yeah, so they were very, very, very supportive. And, but I do remember though, when I graduated, now, mind you, we have this thing, you know, when you go to the consortium of professional theater arts training, Purchase is one of the universities, I think Carnegie Mellon and a few others. And after the consortium, and I was like one of the top in my class, but when I did consortium, I didn't get an agent or a casting director or anything. And I remember I called my dad and I was like in tears. I was like, Daddy, this isn't working out. And I didn't get anything. And my dad, there's this long silence. And he's like, you owe me $38,000 in tuition money. And I was like, oh, snap.
I have to figure it out now.
I was like, okay. God. But, you know, it was tough love. And honestly, I was like, that's not going to be the setback that, you know, stops the ends of my career. And and I just was like, okay. And I pounded the pavement, got an agent, thankfully. And soon after graduation, I ended up moving to Los Angeles. And then I think I booked Lost. And then right after Lost was, I think Gilmore Girls came soon after that. Yeah, Lost and a couple other things, then Gilmore Girls. So, but my parents have been very, very supportive. And I think they always get a kick out of seeing me on TV or, you know, hearing my voice on things like Castlevania and whatnot.
I was going to ask you, do you prefer being on camera or the voiceover stuff? Because they're very different.
They're different and the same, if that makes sense. Because my approach is almost identical. Just like, who's your backstory? Who are you? What are the stakes? You know, all of it. I think it's less precious sometimes because you don't have to look a certain way. And if you have a giant zit, you're not like, oh, you know, I can show up in my sweatpants and, you know, do my job. But my approach is identical. I'm a complete maniac at the studio. I act out all my scenes and I have a lot of fun. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, my approach is the same and I love both equally, I guess, you know.
Is there a difference between voiceover work for animated series and video games? Like, how does that, is that different at all?
Yes. I mean, but a lot of the video games, I'd say it's a lot more taxing on your voice. And so you have to have a lot of stamina. You have to learn your breathing technique. You have to, it's really, really hard. So I would say it's just harder. It's just more taxing and requires a lot more vocal stamina than animation. And then as far as a lot of the animation, I mean, look at things like Castlevania and Blood of Zeus and a few other things that I've done. The dialogue is so elevated and it's just so beautiful. And in some ways it feels very Shakespearean. And so I just really fall in love. I love language. I love dialogue. I love words. So I think that's just what makes me just love what I do so much.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Tell us about The German King. That's your most recent project. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so that's actually why I think earlier I said it's everything very full circle. So I'm actually in Kenya right now. It's it's morning for me.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm here during pre-production for this series. And we decided to shoot here in Kenya because of the fact that, there's a lot of infrastructure here. And the landscape and everything feels very similar to Cameroon. But to answer your question, Scott, The German King is the incredible true story of Rudolf Douala Mangabell, who was a Cameroonian-born, German-raised prince who grew up in royal courts. And then he ends up becoming king. And when he comes back to Cameroon to take the throne, he sees that his people are being subjugated and enslaved under tyrannical German colonial rule. And he rises up against it and leads rebellion against German colonialism, which begins this domino effect across Africa to bring down German colonial rule across the continent.
What year is this taking place?
So the story takes place in the late 1800s and during the peak of the scramble for Africa. And it goes all the way to, in fact, when Rudolf leads the rebellion, that's actually in 1914, right at the start of World War I.
Are you playing the title role?
I'm playing Rudolf Douala Mangabell. Yes, I am playing the king.
Who's behind it? Who's producing it?
The Angel Studios, which is the studio behind The Chosen and Sound of Freedom, the blockbuster hit that came out last year, and Cabrini, which came out I think last month. They're great. They've been really supportive, and this is a show that amplifies light, and that's what they're all about: stories that are empowering. And stories that are inspiring and heroic, and ultimately have a really positive message. And that's
Who else is in the cast?
I can't announce it just yet, unfortunately.
How many episodes are you going to do?
So the first season is 6 episodes, and the subsequent seasons will be a little bit more. It's really, really exciting.
That's exciting.
We did a short film. We did a short film that went to Cannes and, played at Holly Shorts and won a bunch of awards and even qualified for Oscar consideration. And Angel Studios was like, what is this thing? This is amazing. And originally I wanted to turn it into a feature length film. But Angel, they really thought that because of the scope and how nuanced stories like this can be, It made more sense to be a TV series. And so we talked about, you know, just how, what we could do, and talked about just going from the beginning, you know. And also I got to learn a lot about my history, because growing up in Kenya, so I grew up here. The history we learned was very much about British history. It was like Queen Victoria, yeah, and, you know, Henry VIII and all those people. But we didn't really learn about like Patrice Lumumba, Tom Mboya, any of the great African heroes. So it, for me, when I came to America and I started doing all this research, I was like, oh my gosh, there's so much I don't know. And we get to put all this history into the story, so people get to be educated about African history. In fact, I'm even hesitant to say African history, because African history is world history. You can't really talk about Germany's history without talking about colonialism, without talking about, you know, the fact that they raped and pillaged and stole a lot of natural resources and minerals, which did make their empire great. And also you look at England, you look at Belgium, you look at the crisis that happened in Congo. So we get to address all these things and talk about all these different people who also fought back against imperialism, and how, you know, really took like a lot of people to basically fight back and make change.
Wow.
And that's all going to be covered in this series.
Yes, over several
that
seasons.
That is so yeah.
Wow. Well, good luck with that. These are important stories, and you must feel on top of the world getting to play a character like this.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what you live for, and this is sounds like a career-defining role, and I hope it brings you everything you deserve.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate that.
Should we do some rapid fire?
Well, now let's get serious now and talk about really important things. Okay, this is called rapid fire. Get ready for the serious, impactful questions.
Oh boy!
How do you like your coffee?
It's delicious. I take a break.
Are you Team Logan, Team Jess, or Team Dean?
Team Logan, obviously.
There you go. Who's your favorite Gilmore Girls couple, Luke and Lorelai or Emily and Richard?
Luke and Lorelai.
Thank you very much. Would you rather work with Michelle or Kirk?
Kirk.
Why Kirk? Why Kirk?
I don't know. I just like the name.
Who would you rather hang out with, Paris or Lane?
Paris.
Me too, honestly.
Yes.
Harvard or Yale? Or drop out and live in the pool?
Harvard.
Yes. Okay. Unequivocally Harvard. Would you rather attend a DAR event with Emily or a town hall meeting with Taylor?
Ooh. Tough one. Can I say pass?
Sorry, that is not an option.
I'll give you a hint. Do a town hall meeting.
You think the opposite.
All right, Gilmore character that you would want as a roommate.
Oh, you know, I would probably say Rory.
As a roommate,
yes, I would.
Okay. Yeah, she would be very respectful of your space. She'd be, she's kind of a very light touch. She's delightful.
She eats all the chips. She would replenish them.
We have great conversations. You know, the whole journalism thing. I mean, she's intellectual. That's the kind of person I am. So yeah, I think we get along pretty well.
Right.
Yeah,
I agree.
Congratulations for getting this off the ground. I wish you all the best with it. I'll be looking for it. I'll be watching it, rooting you on. And thank you so much for your time. I know it's early there. I know you're busy and you have important stories to tell. Detukumbo McCormick, you are a delight. You are a massive talent.
Thank you.
God bless and good luck with everything. Okay. Thanks for coming.
I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Everybody. You guys are amazing.
everybody. And don't forget, follow us on Instagram at I Am All In Podcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.